plan for combating labor exploitation in agriculture and caporalato 2020-2022. Among the most promising practices implemented in favor of foreigners who are victims of potential victims of labor exploitation, it is worth mentioning the experience of the multi-agency inspection task force composed of labor inspectors and intercultural mediators from the International Organization for Migration. The investment in training on labor exploitation issues also for territorial social services. The establishment and or strengthening of single points of access as territorial guarantors in strategic areas to intercept workers who are victims or potential victims of labor exploitation. As specific measures taking place in five regions from the south of Italy, mention has to be made to the following. The establishment of an anti-caporalato help desk, a multi-channel, multilingual, and specialized services by a staff with linguistic, cultural, and legal mediation skills, which facilitates their takeover by the relevant services. And lastly, the activation of a measure called integration budget, dedicated to non-EU citizens who are victims of exploitation and who do not have access to the protection paths provided for by the legislation and who are intercepted through outreach intervention in the territories. Monsieur le Président, je m'arrêterai là pour donner la parole aux délégations.
Merci. Nous continuons à présent avec le dialogue interactif. Je donne la parole aux distingués représentants du Maroc.
Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président. La délégation souhaite la bienvenue à la délégation de l'Italie et la remercie pour la présentation de son rapport national. Nous tenons à saluer les efforts déployés par l'Italie pour s'acquitter de ses engagements internationaux, notamment à travers l'adoption d'un plan national de relance et de résilience, prévoyant un renforcement